Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankees with a nice story last night with Trevino and his dad and his birthday and how he passed back in 2013 and he was thinking of his dad and having the game-winning hit and all of that. So that was great that they were able to beat the Orioles and end this losing streak that they had put together of three games. But it is really amazing that Giancarlo Stanton, and not amazing, but just the muscle injuries that this guy has had. I mean, it's every single year we talk about it, and this is the exact thing. I mean, I hate to project, but I'm going to do it anyway. This is the exact type of thing that I think everybody's waiting for with Aaron Judge. Hold on, microphone.
He made it 43 games.
Yeah.
So, I don't, you know.
Should they add another year on his contract because he made it 43 games?
It's tightness. It's not a torn.
How this happens.
I
starts as tightness, then it's an IL stint, and then it's 2 months.
Well, I told you that, what's his name? Chapman was going to go on the IL.
Well, yeah, he was struggling so much. I mean, even if he didn't have an injury, they were going to make one up and do a phantom IL stint because, and by the way, you know, we had talked about, you know, Michael King and how good he was. Not so good lately in the last couple of outings. So, I mean, it is, you know, Clay Holmes is probably going to be the guy that's going to have to step in and be the closer, I would imagine.
He was good.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is just,
it's overuse is what it is.
Yeah, potentially.
And it's, you know, and not every guy, like as we've seen with Edwin Diaz, not every guy is going to be able to come in and put the fire out. It's just there are going to be nights where the other team gets you. And it's unfortunate that it's the Orioles that are giving the Yankees these fits.
Yep.
Again, both teams trying to figure out pitching situations, projecting your lineups. And, you know, Paul O'Neill was talking last night a little bit about, you know, how he would, if he were the manager, he would end up ruining the bullpen. Yeah, but the managers have to think ahead. They can't just think in the moment. The only time you could really think in a moment is when you're in a playoff series.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a regular season, you have to protect, you know, your bullpen, your matchups, and you got to look a week out in some cases, especially like when you're the Mets. And now here you go, here comes another young arm, and he's going to be starting on the road in San Francisco. You know, that's not easy.
I know, that's why you really needed Bassett last night because of the situation that they're in now. And I mean, they came back, they should have won. The bullpen blew it. I mean, the Bassett, you know, didn't figure in the decision. When you have so many injuries at the top of the rotation, you need these other guys, especially your third starter, to be great all the time. Puts a lot of pressure on them.
So you had two guys yesterday that really needed to come through, and unfortunately they did not. One was Chris Bassett, had his worst outing as a Met. And number two, you have a lead in the ninth inning with your closer.
Well, yeah,
and your closer's been really good this year. You know, he's been good. He's been really good.
You also had Drew Smith, who had a 3-run lead. And
but again, I still say when your closer's got the lead in the ninth inning
and two outs,
yeah, you got to win that.
Right, right. No,
that,
of course.
Everything else that happened before that is null and void. Your closer, your number one guy, who's got the rest, who's throwing the ball 100 miles an hour, he's on the mound. You got to win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not angry with the way that this game ended. I feel like them being down 8-2 and storming back again, and being the team that they've been all year and losing this type of game, I mean, it happens.
Did I sound angry?
No. I wasn't saying you were.
All right, because you responded to me by saying I'm not angry.
No.
So I was thinking that maybe you thought that I was.
No. It's not what I was
appreciate
saying.
The team's ability to come back, the resilience.
Yeah.
You hear that word a lot?
Resilience. Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot of that around here with us.
Oh, without a doubt. You kidding me?
I think we're a resilient group.
I mean, this is where, without a doubt, I mean, look at Jerry, for crying out loud. I mean, Jerry had the flu, and now he's got this this eye disease, and he's here. He's working his ass off.
Guy's an animal. Resilient.
Resilience is right, and we're going to need that resilience over the next couple of days, because we're going to be very, very busy, and that's what we do. And we'll show up there. We're going to be great at everything. You know, the show tomorrow, the event tonight, the show Friday,
right.
Everything.
Tonight at the Ugly Duckling, 6:30 to 10:30, man. Young Professionals Committee for my foundation, raise money for cystic fibrosis. You, me, Eddie, Jerry, and Al will be behind the bar as guest bartenders.
That is right.
You know, I'm not a very good bartender. I can pour beer. I can do a Casamigos in your favorite mixer.
Of course.
I can do a Casamigos straight up.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to be pouring. That's it. You come to me for the Casamigos on the rocks. And that's about it.
And now I don't want you to get upset with anybody if your line tends to be get a little bit longer, because I think a lot of people appreciate who you are and they like to meet you in person because they can't believe you are the way you are.
But I'm also like you guys, I could do like a vodka and something, tequila and something.
Bourbon.
I can't do these multiple.
You can do Jack and Coke. You can do Jack and Coke.
Yeah, I can do that. I can't do multiple. I can do alcohol.
Can you do a martini?
No.
No, I can't do a martini either.
Martini?
Can you do a Manhattan?
Nope.
Manhattan. What are you, nuts?
I could do one alcohol, one mixer.
It's usually our young professionals group, so it's usually younger professional people between the ages of like 24 and 34, that kind of group.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure what that group drinks.
They drink canned drinks.
Oh, really?
Get me a day chaser.
Give me this, give me that.
Nice
I
and
can
easy.
Do that. I can open a can better than anybody.
Sure. No, exactly. I will be popping tops all night. That's what I'm going to be doing. As I'm choking on my protein bar. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm all fired up. Ate the steak last night.
You had the steak last night and the protein bar this morning.
Protein bar this morning.
Oh, your gout's going to be acting up, man.
I hope not.
You're going to be gimping around tonight.
No, I got a preventative medicine now. I better not be gimping around.
There is nothing worse than your right big toe flared up with gout.
If I get it all over the place. And my entire foot, it takes over, my knee, my elbow. It's a nightmare. All right, got some Ranger calls here. Want to talk about the big win last night, so let's do it. Sean in Smithtown joins us. What's going on, Sean?
Good morning, guys. Great win last night. I was saying, Al, this last night, how everything kind of worked out with the execution of just getting it to Domi early, getting physical, like just the power play was there and everything else. I did want to say, I feel like Game 5 is a must-win because going back, God forbid we have to go back down there, Game 7, they are a different team with no teeth on the road. But at home, Carolina is, they are a force, and I think they were 6-0 with a crazy goal differential.
Yeah, you know what's going to be interesting, Sean? I don't know if Freddie Anderson's going to be ready to go. Their number one goalie, I know he's been skating and practicing and all that other stuff, and they've been talking about that on the broadcast.
What's wrong with him?
Well, I'm not really sure what's wrong with him, but he has been out, and that's why Antti Raanta has been playing.
Yeah, no,
Antti
Raanta,
by the way, at home has played unbelievably, and even played really good here in these two games, I thought, but... I don't know if Brendan Moore goes that direction. Maybe. I don't know. And then the other thing is they're going to get this kid Martinuk back, who is like their, you know, Tyler Motte, Andrew Kopp, a little bit of Ryan Reeves in their bottom six. He may be back for Game 5. So I think we have to play games the way we played the first two games down there. We got to be a little bit more aggressive in the third period if we have the lead. But, you know, this is going to be an onslaught for the first 10 minutes of the first period.
Yeah, I just figured because we knew that Tristan Jarry had that broken foot and we knew he was working back in that first series. And then when Domingue was struggling, you knew that if Jarry could basically be out there at all, he was going to be out there. This is a different, little bit of a different situation. I mean, Antti Raanta is playing better than Louis Domingue was playing.
Well, plus, he's also a seasoned backup goalie.
Veteran, yeah, right.
Yeah,
he's not a third string guy
right out
of nowhere, dropped from the sky. And I just didn't know if you knew what the injury was to make it a little more clear as to whether he'd come
but
back.
All I do know is that on the broadcast, they are reporting that Freddie Anderson,
mm-hmm.
you know, who couldn't get the Maple Leafs to a Stanley Cup, you know, these guys get recycled all over the place because it always comes down to goaltending anyway, and we all know that. But he is their number one goalie, and he has been practicing with the goalie coach. He's been skating. I don't know if he's ready to come back. I don't know if Brendan Moore would do this to Antti Raanta, especially with the way that Antti Raanta has been playing at home. You know, he's the one that has led him to all the victories at home.
Yeah, of course.
So, look, it's a daunting task, but that's why, you know, when we were talking about beating the Carolina Hurricanes in the regular season, late in the season, when we played them twice and we lost to them both times, if we could have overtaken them there, then we wouldn't have this daunting task of trying to win one of these two games in Carolina, assuming we're able to win game six here at MSG. But here's what I say. You know what I say.
One shift, one period, one game at a time.
You've been listening.
Glenn in Whitestone joins us next. What's going on, Glenn?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
All right, Glenn. What's happening, brother?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you guys saw the post-game press conference, but Revo said, I don't know what they're doing, but we will destroy them. Max Domi fell far from the tree. I mean, Ty Domi, he's got a huge head. Max don't even got the big head. He got dropped by Trouba. True Train has been doing it all year long. And all I will leave you boys with is this. You guys can't make a Bay Breeze. Listen, it goes...
What?
Malibu Bay Breeze.
Yeah.
A Malibu Bay Breeze. I'm not making Bay Breeze.
I'm making a Malibu Bay Breeze, man.
Listen, if you're a guy and you come up to me and you ask for a Bay Breeze tonight, I'm not making,
I'm just throw ice cubes at your face. Yeah, right. Are we going to behind like the real bar?
The Ugly
like,
Duckling Bar, yeah. I'm trying to think the last time I think I was there. Get out.
No, saying Gio was telling me about a bartender. He knows that sometimes we'll try to talk people out of difficult drinks.
Oh yeah, it works every time.
So great,
the great Bobby Martin. They call him Uncle Bobby.
Uncle Bobby located?
Uncle Bobby's in Sayville. And
where?
He works at the Portly on Mondays. Okay. Yeah,
man, you are a regular. Is your picture up in that place?
No, but the Boomer and G. I had the. Drink the Casa Gio is up there.
Yeah, I mean, and then the much as you talk about there. That place, they probably hate you talking about that place.
Why?
Because they have their local yokels that come
You asked
there.
Me. I didn't bring it up today.
That's true. You kept pushing which That's place. True. What place was it?
Yeah, so and then now you're blaming me for bringing it up.
Gio's there so much, he knows who works what shift.
Yeah, I do it. Exactly.
Gio doing some casual Monday afternoon drinking, hiding from the family.
So that was...
Oh, 2:30, Bobby's on a Monday afternoon.
No, it's
2:30?
True. No, he's the, it's 11 to 6, actually, is okay. The shift. Yeah, it's 11 to 6.
All right.
But I watched him talk a guy out of a Manhattan. And he was like, listen, you don't want that. It was like almost like a Larry David moment. They were like, well, no, I really actually was looking forward to Manhattan. He's like, how about a Makers on the Rocks? It'll be perfect.
Yeah, Makers on the Rocks is great. No, and I do like a good Manhattan, no? Yeah,
poured it right on the rocks, handed it to him, and that was that.
You know, the Acela has a good Manhattan, believe it or not.
The Acela?
The Acela, yes.
Wow.
In first class, of course.
Man, the bartender on the Acela getting it done.
Well, the porters on the cellar, the Acela are great.
The porters?
Yeah, the porters. They you know, they know James Brown from, you know, our NFL Today show.
Oh, sure, yeah, because he takes that thing. Like...
And once they recognized me and they knew that I work with James Brown, man, I don't know if he tips them. You know, I do.
Wait a second. You don't know if he tips them?
I don't know. JB could be, you know, a little squeaker when it comes to, like, you know.
Get out of here.
Throw some paper around. That it's not happening.
That's true. That's the reputation.
A little bit.
Wow. I mean, that right there to me is a headline.
But here's the thing.
James Brown of CBS.
I don't know, but they love
him. Bad tipper.
They love him. But then when I gave him the tip, they were like, wow. I was like, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, and they're probably like, oh, man. You know, that JB's been stiffing us for years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm wondering if
they say he has a good reputation with them, so I was able to feed off of that.
Oh, okay.
So if I needed an extra Manhattan coming back on the SL, I got it.
Speaking of tipping,
yes.
Jerry was telling me that we might be in a situation where there are caddies.
Yeah.
For us.
Yep.
Tomorrow, I've never played.
Right. A deal in New Jersey.
With a caddy.
You'll be up at the Deal Country Club with a caddy.
Well, so it is going to be a caddy.
Yeah. So you could. There's two things. I know you, if you want to walk, they'll carry your bag for you.
Okay.
But I
No, but you're going into all this other stuff. I just have a quick question.
How much?
Yeah.
All right. So I would say a minimum. Now, it depends. See, this is why I think a guy like you should have a four caddy, and you should have a cart, both. And the only reason I say that, like, I would not normally do this, is because you're going to have a problem if he's always got to go walking to your boat.
Yeah, right, of course.
And then,
yeah.
then I think you're going to have to drop him a couple hundy.
At least a couple hundy.
I mean, like, if I have a really good score, I'll give my caddy a really nice tip.
Yeah.
Because usually they'll help me read the putts or whatever. If I have a really bad score and I got my caddy running all over the place for my ball, I'm going to give him a good tip.
Yeah, sure.
Just simply because I know I'm working his ass and he's got to, he's got to look for my ball and I'm playing bad. And it's not his fault.
Couple hundred.
It depends on, your relationship with him. Does he have the patience for you? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Your caddy has to be your therapist on the golf course.
No,
even
I understand.
You've never met him before.
Right.
He's got to tell you where to hit it, where to start the putt, what the putt's going to do, and there are going to be a couple of, this is why I love this golf course down there, is because there are a couple kind of weird shots from your eye perspective. Like, you know where you want to hit it, but you're not sure you should hit it there because you can't tell whether or not the trap is in reach of your mm-hmm. driver, for instance.
Right.
It's just a really great golf course in that regard. So that's why the caddy is so important for you.
Man.
But so
this guy's going to have a hell of a day.
I know. But just
he's
going
to have a miserable day.
But here's your other problem.
Whoever this guy is.
But here's your other problem. We're talking about it now.
Yeah.
So people know you're going to this place to go play golf.
Yeah, well, yeah, you blew the lid off of that.
And they know that you're going with Jerry Recco.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So now you have a responsibility to this radio show.
Yeah, I understand.
And this is a private golf club that you are going to play for free. You're not paying to play.
I'm not sure about that.
I think Jerry's buddy is inviting you as a guest, as I understand, or maybe okay. Jerry's picking up his guest green fees. So if I invite a guy to where I belong,
mm-hmm.
I don't ask him to pay for a green. I've invited him as my guest. But he'll say, hey, I got the caddies. And I'll say, okay, this is what I would give him. I wouldn't expect you to give it. But you have a reputation. You have to understand. You have a reputation.
I do understand. That's why I'm asking you the question here.
You do not want to be in the caddy community saying, Gio's a stiff.
I would not want that.
Gio, whatever you were thinking, triple it.
Not that. But I'm just saying that I'll give you off the air kind of parameters.
Okay. All right.
The other thing too is you can ask the caddy master. What are we expected to give? And the old country club where you're playing may have a little say. Hey, we want to give our guys 150 a round. We want to give our guys 125 a round. We want to give our guys 175 a round, depending, because we want to keep the caddies there. So you have to incentivize the caddies to stay there.
Let's go to Dan in Long Beach quickly. What's going on, Dan?
Gee, don't listen to Boomer. It's 120 to 150 a bag tops. Okay, I just played Maidstone a couple weeks ago. I gave the guy 130 for a bag. He double bagged it, and he was ecstatic. But Boomer's,
Wait. You gave 130 a bag.
Yeah, so you made 260.
You made 260, yeah.
Okay.
Right. But nobody knows who the hell you are, Dan, okay? They know who Gio is.
How do you know
Gio
that?
Has
Dan
a responsibility.
No.
And let me just tell you something. So here's the thing of Maidstone. Maidstone probably says, hey, don't overpay our caddies. But I guarantee you that there are certain members and guests that have played at Maidstone that do overpay their caddies. So let's say Michael Jordan. Dan, hold on. Just shut up for 1 minute. If Michael Jordan goes to Maidstone, is he paying 130 a bag, Dan?
You're comparing me to Michael Jordan?
Is he?
Dan, are you there?
I lost you. Hold on. Say that again.
All right. So Michael Jordan goes.
I thought I got cut off. I heard the what's it called?
Dan, just calm down for one second. If Michael Jordan goes to Maidstone, is he paying 130 a bag?
I mean, from what I've heard about Michael Jordan, probably, yeah.
All right, well, we're not Michael Jordan then, okay? That's the way we are. That's the way we roll around here. We take care of the people that take care of us, okay?
Oh, baby.
I'm just telling you, G, don't do it. You don't have to.
All right. I appreciate your input.
Look, not everybody can be a cheap bastard like you, Dan.
I mean,
you know, have you seen inflation? You know what it costs?
Have I seen inflation?
Do you know what it costs these caddies to drive to work now? And by the way, can I ask a question here for just, I need somebody to help me understand this.
Yeah.
So, like Uber, I'm a huge Uber user.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 99.5% of my Uber drivers have been great.
Okay.
Every now and then you get a douchebag, and or he takes off on you, or he cancels on you, and then you can't cancel on them. All right, that's a whole other issue. But we have this thing that's called surge pricing now because of the fuel costs.
That's right.
So this morning, I got in a Tesla. No fuel cost. Why am I paying surge pricing?
Wow. That's a great question. How about that? What a way around the rules.
I mean, you know, and I told the guy, I said, look, you know, you're smart right now. You know, the federal government's screwing everybody that, you know, wants to buy gas for their gas-powered cars, and they want people to be driving more cars like this, and good for you. Guess what? You get the bonus for surge pricing.
And what did he say?
I do.
That's right. Smart. Smart man.
And so I'm not mad at you, but I'm like, can we?
Right.
Like, so why something's going to happen. Surge prices for a guy's got a battery operated car.
I bet you if you wrote a little note in there, that maybe you'd be able to. I remember I ordered a nice Uber one time to take Gene and I to dinner. It was like an anniversary dinner. And some, you know, lemon showed up. Like with a two-toned, like rusty roof on it. And I was like, "What?" I said, "Wait a second, time out." I said, "I paid for the nice one, and then this thing shows up, you know, with a hubcaps falling off." And I wrote the note, and they actually reimbursed me for the whole ride.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like, so write in a little note. See what happens.
I'm, you know, you want to drive a battery-operated car? I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
But I'm getting screwed because you are, and I'm paying surge pricing for somebody else who's not even driving me.
Good question. That's a good question. Send a little note. I'm serious. Go on that Uber app. Open it up. Type a little note. I bet you they take the surge pricing off for you.
I bet you they do. But I like the, you know, it just irritates me. It's probably like $250 or something.
But still.
It's irritating.
All right.
And do the caddy right. That's all.
All right. Well, that's why I'm asking you. Jeez. I asked you that out of respect. That I want to do the right thing. And that's all I was doing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I just want to thank Eddie. Because Eddie went above and beyond for me because, you know, I'm not really good when it comes to the whole geography thing down there in Jersey with the truck handles and all that other stuff. And I have Waze and I put stuff into Waze. I said, can you just explain to me where I'm going and where I need to be and how long it's going to take me to get from place to place to place? So he threw me a map on a yellow piece of paper.
Oh, look at that.
And he really went above and beyond. And I appreciate you, Eddie, going into such great detail.
Well, you're welcome, sir. Yeah. My pleasure.
Yeah, because I got to go to due process, to the hotel, to Al's, back to the hotel, then down to DJ's. I got miles. I got minutes. I got arrows. I mean, this is like some serious stuff here. I feel like I'm dealing with a logistics officer in the United States Army.
Not exactly to scale, but close.
This is what it looked like, you know, when they're invading Normandy.
Let me take a look at this thing. Curious. You got minutes and miles, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's based on the traffic conditions right now, but it shouldn't be that much different unless there's an accident.
Look at that. I'm telling you.
14 minutes, 9.4
miles. And by the way,
miles.
You are playing, I think, near the restaurant, G.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Or very close. Yes, Jerry?
No idea.
Already?
Jerry doesn't seem to
I don't know where the restaurant is.
In Deal.
I don't know where the restaurant is.
The restaurant is in Bradley. Beach.
No.
Bradley Beach.
There's no parking anywhere there, so I moved to a place that has a parking
lot. We're meeting at your house, though, for like a pregame warm-up, right?
Let's see his face.
Oh, I'm coming to see that bath fitter.
My house.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom after I play golf, so I need a place to go.
Oh, my house, that's awesome.
My house is BYOB.
He needs a bathroom.
You're not going to have any sort of like crudité out for us or anything?
Crudité? No.
No.
We may not have time.
Cheese board?
We may. With the golf and the checking in and then wanting to get back into your for the Rangers? No.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You won't have time.
Yeah, Al.
What time is the Ranger game? Seven or eight?
Seven.
It's seven?
Yeah.
And I would invite you over to watch a Ranger game, but I cut the cord.
So you'd have to crowd around Al's iPad.
Well, we'll just sign in and I'll do ESPN Plus.
Plus, yeah, you can watch it on ESPN Plus. No problem. Yeah. I have an account. Boomer's got an account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll just sign right in and watch the game.
Then I'll just bootleg your accounts.
Why not? Take them.
Look, how big's your TV?
60-inch, I think, 65.
All right,
it's good size. It's good bad. Solid size.
Especially
solid.
For solid. A 60-inch room, it's right. Perfect.
Looks huge in the room, isn't it?
You had a couch?
Nice couch, yeah.
Is it a two-seater or a three-seater?
Three-seater.
Oh, okay.
Party at Al's.
You got one armrest, I got the other
arm. And Al in the middle.
No, Al, you got a chair,
right? In the middle, yeah.
I'll sit on the floor with the dog.
Sit on the floor? It's not a chair in there?
Oh, it's a kitchen chair.
Oh, okay. This is going to be great.
Is it plastic?
No, it's a quality wood chair.
Or Bob's Furniture, right?
No, this time I actually went somewhere else. Bob's didn't have what I was looking for.
I thought they had a big selection.
They do, but I needed like a tiny for like, you know, a small kitchen.
To make tiny your home. Salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every night.
Chicken salmon.
Steamed, of course.
And he's got Kit Kats. You can have those too.
Yeah, sliver of Kit Kats.
Don't you? You have an air fryer, don't you?
No. I lost it in a basement flood.
You live on the second floor.
Oh, I do have a basement storage area.
Why would you
area?
Put your air fryer in the basement
on the floor?
Because I didn't have room on my counter.
Yes, to take that off, take the Keurig off, then put the air fryer on.
Yeah, one thing at a time.
Did I buy that for you?
No.
It sounds like we're like the Keebler elves live.
Craig bought air fryers for his staff for Christmas, I think, one year, and they all gave them away.
I think it's a great product.
The air fryer.
It's like the new space oven. You know, I got rid of the microwave, and now I got the air fryer. Don't need a microwave at all.
Yeah, you air fried some stuff the last time I was over.
Yeah.
You air fried some dumplings or something.
Yes.
Popped them right over.
They're
great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, you got an update for us?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Flag and Anthem and their huge summer kickoff sale. The Rangers down 2 games to none to the Hurricanes have come back to even things up.
The Rangers will clear the puck to Zibanejad. There the Canes are. Lindgren shot. Ronta makes a save and trickles behind him and Zibanejad hammers it home.
Oh.
A 3-0 lead for the Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what the thing about it is? Thanks, Eddie. They were very careful with the puck. They were defensively, they were responsible, and they didn't turn the puck over in the neutral zone nearly as much as they've had in past games against the Hurricanes. So that was good. That was smart. You know, they played it down the walls. They went and got it. and created some opportunities.
Rangers wind up winning 4-1. That was the Zibanejad goal. Frank Vatrano, Adam Fox scoring in the first period of this game, and another big game from Igor Shesterkin, 30 saves. Here was Gerard Gallant. Boy, it's been a tough series.
I know we executed real well tonight and finished off a power play goal and had a couple nice plays, and that was the difference in the game. But
real well.
There's not much in the four games, in any of those games where a team ran away.
That's what that piece of iron was stuck in.
Yeah, basically, the wheel well. That guy, when he played, he was a tough guy.
Yeah.
And
he sounds like such a nice dude.
He's very calm and seems like he comes off very calm.
Sounds like somebody knocked the R's out of him.
Perhaps. Here was, speaking of knocking the crap out of someone, Andrew Cobb says that Trouba hit changed the game. This is what Boomer was referencing last hour.
Big hit, and obviously kind of changed the course of the game a little bit with them taking that penalty and us capitalizing it.
Yep, Vatrano, the power play goal. Here was Kopp, just a solid overall night.
I feel like today was a good effort again from our team. I think we've played a pretty good series so far, and just trying to build off some of the momentum that we've created in these last
series
two games.
Series shifts back to Carolina for Game 5 tomorrow, and you will be back at the Garden on Saturday. Also, the Oilers beat the Flames 5-3. Evander Kane, two more goals. The Oilers up 3-1 in that series. Now to the Mets and Giants game that started at 9:45 p.m., ended at almost 2 a.m. It went long because tons of runs were scored, but the most important runs came from San Francisco after the Mets came back from 8-2 down, took a lead, lost the lead, blew the lead, wound up losing the game.
1-1. Ground ball, left side, base hit, around third, Ruff. Canna's got it, throw home to try to get Ruff. Not in time, Ruff scores, and the San Francisco Giants win an extraordinary ball game here at Oracle Park.
Oh, you know what I love about Eddie when he plays the music underneath that? Is that the tone of the music reflects the situation for the Mets.
Yeah, right. This is a happy one and a sad one. Yeah.
Last hour, you got both of them.
That's right.
You get Lindor triple and the Crawford game winner.
Jerry, did you hear them reference us last night?
When you played it.
Oh, okay, just making sure. Sometimes you don't hear it out there.
I heard it when you played it. I did hear it on the speaker.
How about that? That's Wayne Randazzo thinking of us.
Wayne knows what's going on.
Yeah, in the middle of that comeback.
He's plugged into the mix, you know that.
In the middle of the comeback, he's thinking about us playing his highlights.
Now, in terms of the Mets' loss, the pitching was, for the most part, atrocious. Here was Buck Showalter.
We missed a lot of locations with fastballs. Pulled them across the plate, left. That's not the way that we've been doing it for the most part, so tonight was a challenge for us.
Edwin Diaz did blow the save.
In the last two innings, they do all the damage with two outs, you know. I thought after that double play, I thought I got the game. But they swing me the ball really good today, and
by the way, it's really interesting. On the game-winning hit, it was against the shift.
As always.
Right, exactly. And he hit it exactly where the shift was not.
It is interesting, though, his mindset, and probably a lot of guys' mindset. I got two outs, I thought I had it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, a couple of base hits, and here you go.
If there would have been a normal alignment and without the shift, that would have been an easy out. It would have been right to shortstop.
Chris Bassett started. He was lousy. 8 runs over just 4 1/3.
I mean, it's baseball. It happens. A ton of emotions. But, I mean, overall, it's just show up tomorrow, win a game.
And they will show up with Thomas Zupucki, the Toms River kid, making his first big league start 3:45 this afternoon as the Mets still go for the series win. As for the Yankees, we've got a new home run call for you. Luis Trevino.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. Hayes back. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Jose Trevino, homer to left. Hooray, Jose.
Oh.
There it is.
Hooray, Jose.
John Sterling with the call on
Jose,
the fan.
Jose, can you see?
He, homered early and then won it late.
The 1-2. Base hit, left field, rounding third is Canafalapa. He will score. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
You see that swing on that
flat
last
out
hit?
Terrific.
You see that last swing on that
chopped
last
at
hit?
It.
Yeah. So he had the uppercut swing for the home run, and they chopped down on the last one. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So a win for the Yankees, 7-6. They bounce back from the loss the day before. Kiner Falefa scored that game-winning run. He also had the game-tying RBI single in the 11th. And your guy Michael King.
Not so good.
No. And it hasn't been the last couple times out. Threw in homer to Rugi Odor last night. Clark Schmidt. This is funny. So that's not an earned run he gave up, right? Since they have the ghost runner at second.
I don't believe that it is. And because he's not responsible for the runner.
Yeah. Right. So he had two hitless innings. He does get the win for the Yanks. The problem with the Yanks right now would be the injuries. Giancarlo Stanton, tightness in his calf, went for an MRI. DJ LeMahieu scratched from the start, wrist discomfort. And Aroldis Chapman to the injured list with the sore Achilles. That's kind of where they are at right now. Here was Boone. What is up with Stanton?
Somewhere lower leg, so he's going for an MRI tomorrow. Not sure, like, if it's the calf, it's a part of the calf or what, but we'll know more in the morning.
It's just like eat a spoonful of peanut butter before that?
Did you hear that? Like, after he says G, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Those noises?
G just somewhere lower leg, so he's going for
swallowing. Wow.
I don't know, was he chewing a piece of gum or something? Or
I don't know if he was chewing. I think just remember he said he was at a loss for words yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's just Aaron Boone.
So it's already 43 games into the season. He's already shot.
And well, I mean, you can make the case. So that's where they're at.
Anyway.
J.P. Sears, first career start tonight against Tyler Wells. We'll have it for you on the Fan at 6:25. Quickly, the Mavericks did beat the Warriors 119-109. Luka Doncic had 30 points, 14 rebounds, 9 assists. Your guy Reggie Bullock hit 6 threes.
There you go.
He had 18 points. Game 5 tomorrow night in San Francisco. Tonight, Game 5 for the Celtics and Heat in Miami. Do we have time, or should I save it for next hour? The inside the NFL stuff with Ashley Sloan. Not inside the NFL.
Real sports.
You can play it now.
I'll just give you a couple. Ashley Solis, she's one suing Deshaun Watson, one describing her encounter with him. Again, this is HBO.
A wave just took over my body. I felt so hot. I was sweating. It was getting more and more clear that this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought the session was going to be.
And she was discussing the fact that he was directing her, in her words, to put hands where they shouldn't have been and do things that they shouldn't have been doing.
Well, it's going to be up to his lawyer now to discredit all this.
Right.
I don't know where that's going to, where that's going to lead. That's going to be interesting.
Clearly not happy with the $230 million of guaranteed money he got.
It's just like a big screw you. That's what it feels like. We don't care. He can run and throw, and that's what we care about.
So we'll see how they respond. That's where we're at. And Roger Goodell did talk about this yesterday, was asked about it, said the investigation is still progressing, and he'll have an answer soon.
He also said he knew nothing about Dan Snyder being ousted, which I feel like is a lie. You know, he probably couldn't answer honestly.
And that thing got complicated because the Washington Commanders bought like 200 acres of land over in Virginia, assuming that that's going to be a place where they're going to put a new stadium.
Yeah.
So that complicates that whole thing and maybe makes that team worth even more money now because they do have a spot. I don't know if they have permits to build the stadium or what kind of stadium they're going to build or what's going on down there. But
it's a lot of land.
But it also complicates matters.
Yeah, of course.
If he's screwed the owners by faulty accounting, which is what a whistleblower is alleging, plus he had all these sexual harassment emails and all that crap that were going around that nobody else could see. You can only see John Gruden's emails. You can't see anybody else's. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of smoke around that franchise without question. Without question.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomerang Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is an odd one to me in the NFL offseason. We have a head coach of a team basically saying that a player on his roster is most likely going to be traded. I don't think that usually that doesn't even happen with the Browns.
Can I guess who that is?
Yeah, have you not seen the story then?
No.
You have not seen the story. So yeah, go ahead and take a guess. It's not Baker Mayfield, because I just said that.
No, we know he's, I think he's going to be traded. Unless, of course, Deshaun Watson is suspended for the year.
But, like, the new GM out there, and, you know, they never even said that.
Right.
Baker Mayfield. They just basically were like, he's on the roster now, you know, blah, blah, blah. They've never even said that. So for this to happen.
I know who it is. It's got to be Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan.
That is right.
Yeah, because Kyle's a pretty honest guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably been pretty honest with Jimmy Garoppolo. And, of course, if this were Aaron Rodgers and they drafted Trey Lance third overall, he'd be, like, ballistic. Right? So because of the injuries of Jimmy Garoppolo, they felt like they needed to go into with the new quarterback, younger direction. And I think the writing is on the wall, and I think everybody's pretty practical about what's happening out there.
Yeah, so Kyle Shanahan's exact quote was, I expect him at some time, most likely, to be traded. But who knows? That's not a guarantee. It's been on hold when the surgery happened. When he's healthy, we'll see what happens.
And I'll tell you, somebody else is getting really, really bad advice in the NFL. There's a player who needs to step up.
Oh, I know.
And he is getting horrendous advice.
Horrendous.
And he's not helping himself. He's not helping his team.
Below average.
Okay, who is the player that is getting horrendous advice?
Kyler Murray smells like soup.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, and the reason I say that is because, yes, OTAs are voluntary. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray wants a new contract. They're not going to give him a new. I don't think they should give him a new contract, especially with the way that he played towards the end of the year. He fizzled, and mm-hmm. he had a horrendous playoff game. And, you know, this young man needs to show his team that he is all in and that he is going to be a leader. Now, look, I play for the Cardinals. I'm not saying that it's a, you know, but it is Arizona. It's a beautiful place. And to go there and throw the football with your young wide receivers, with your new wide receiver after DeAndre Hopkins is suspended mm-hmm. for sixth game, and you want to work out with Marquise Brown, you guys should be there, and you should be a part of what they're trying to build there. And I know, like, you know, I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers needs to be at OTAs. I'm not saying that Tom Brady but I know that a lot of these young quarterbacks are all at these OTAs because they recognize two things. One, they have to break in some new receivers, and they have to get back on the field, and they got to do their thing. And number two, they're going to make a boatload of money that is going to be tied to their success and the effort that they put into their job. And if you really do care about your team, I'm sorry. I know it's voluntary. Get your ass there. Be the guy. You don't have to go out there and throw a million passes. But you got to be present. You got to be an all-in guy when you are the quarterback. You can't be a half-ass, you know, I'm in, I'm out, but I'm a great athlete. I'm going to run around. I'm going to make plays. No. If you want me to give you $400 million, then I need to see you in front of my team every single day, buying in and leading my team. That's when I'll pay you.
Of course. I mean, the commitment is the biggest thing.
I'll tell you. I've told you this a million times. Peyton Manning took the quarterback commitment level to a whole nother level.
Changed the position.
And everybody that is interviewing quarterbacks for their future quarterback room all want to know if the guy is committed to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know what kind of person, what kind of character, what kind of leader they have. And Peyton is the one that you can blame for that, because he was so committed that now everybody coming out of college is compared to him, maybe not physically, because he's not a great athlete. Like, he was a good athlete. He wasn't a great athlete.
Yeah.
You know, Kyler Murray is a great athlete.
Sure.
He's ridiculous how good he is. As a God-given athlete, he can run circles around Peyton Manning. But Peyton Manning has got the heart, the desire to be great and want to be great. And that's what everybody wants from their quarterbacks. And the fact that Kyler Murray played the way that he did against the Rams.
And then doesn't show up here and makes a stink about the contract, puts out that whole thing on Twitter. I mean, it was a mess. Deletes all the Arizona Cardinals stuff from his Instagram. I mean, he's been...
Nobody's going to find himself like Baker Mayfield in a year from now.
Yeah, but even like...
Sam Darnold. You're right,
but I mean, in for different reasons, though. You know, I mean, like Baker Mayfield, like I will give credit to him for playing through some injury and being there and dealing with the Odell Beckham Jr. and his dad posting the stuff on Instagram, all that nonsense that he dealt with. I felt like
he's playing for the Browns.
Yeah, right.
Ugh.
I know. I mean, but Kyler Murray's. I mean, he's just one of those. He just expects things to happen for him.
But he needs, Kyler Murray needs to be there. He needs to be the leader. And I hope that he has a great year. I hope he gets a big contract. It's good for the game when you have young, exciting players that understand their role and what is required of them to receive that money. I feel bad for Daniel Jones because he's in the middle of that too right now. And they did not pick up his fifth year option.
Yeah, which
so he's
was
basically
no brainer.
This is it for him.
Yep. That's right. All right.
At least here for the Giants, anyway.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.